Okay, so we're on the top of Yud Zayim and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Hirchik es asichach me'adifanos shlosha tzvachim psula." So let's say there's a distance from where the schach begins and there's a distance from the schach to the walls of three tzvachim. The Mishnah tells us that's possible because the airspace in between is going to serve as a hefsek between the walls and the schach. Now, however, bayis shenifchas, if you have a house that you carved out the center, an area to place schach above it. The sikach agabav, and you place chach above that. Im yesh min hakosel l'sikach arba amos psula. When it comes to the ceiling, then it's only arba amos. So if you look at the pictures, and not the pictures, but if you look at Ricky's pictures, so the first case is where there's avir, where there's airspace. So in the airspace, we only tolerate three tefachim.
See, they tricked me again.
Right, so when it's the airspace, that's the first case, that's three tefachim. When it comes to, however, when there's a pasul schach, like a ceiling, not airspace, but pasul schach, that we allow even up to four amos. And the reason being is because when it comes to the pasul schach, such as the ceiling, that serves as dofen akuma. We view that wall as being extended, just bent, so that allows for four amos. But with an airspace, only three tefachim is tolerated. And the Mishnah says, b'chein so too, chatzir shehi mokefes achsadra sukkah gdola. So let's say you have a chatzir, and you have a achsadra in the middle. So I have here this very nice picture, a little courtyard in between a number of houses that come together. Sometimes you find like in a hotel like this. So let's say the inbal comes to mind. So the middle area there is an achsadra. So that area, put a schach on top of that. So the Mishnah says, achein chatzir shehi mukefas achsadra sukkah gdola. She kufua b'davar she'im esachim bo, im yesh tachtav arba amos psula. So let's say you have, like the picture has, some extension from the wall into the center courtyard. If that ceiling that extends into the courtyard is more than four amos, it's going to be pasul. But if it's less than four amos, it's going to be a good sukkah. Okay, so that's the basic idea. Again, of your airspace, we only allow for three tefachim. When it comes to pasul schach, from the side at least, we allow up until four amos. That's the klal we take away from this Mishnah. So the Gemara wants to know, kol hani lamali. Why Mishnah lists so many different types of cases? Tzricha, we need all the cases to teach us different chidushim. De'id ashminen bayis shenifchas. If we taught the case of the house where you carved a hole out in the center of the roof, mishim dehani mechitos the bayis avidam, because at least the walls were made to use within the walls of the house. Aval chatzer hamukefas achsadja mechitos lav lachsadja avidi. But the walls of the courtyard case, the walls are made for the outer houses. They weren't made to use in between in the chatzer. They're made for the houses. So maybe in that case, you cannot view that center courtyard as being a sukkah, a good sukkah, because the walls were not made for the inside. Comes a tzricha. Mishnah tells me that too, those walls can be used, and the schach above may be used as well.
I understand. Since we never learned that you need kavana for the...
Right, very good. So look at Rashi. Rashi tells us, see Rashi Aval, this is much lower down than we are in the Gemara. It's four medium wide lines down in the Gemara, in the Rashi rather. Exactly. See that? Aval chatzer hamukefes achsadja, demchitas lav lachatzadja ninu. And you ask, well, who cares? Because we never needed the walls about what they're made for. El labayis. It was made for the bayis, which was on the outside. Hilkach lekel memra tikras achsadja akimas defanos halaluhi. So the dofen akuma, when you want to play dofen akuma, that only applies when the walls are made for that purpose.
What is dofen akuma again?
It's when the wall, when the some of the schach on top is pasul, you're able to view the wall, just view this schach, even though it's this way as a roof, we view it as a bent wall. So really, even though the schach begins here, and this is pasul schach, we can view this as a continuation of the pasul wall. So dofen akuma may only work when the walls are built for the inside. That's when you could apply dofen akuma. When the walls are made for the outside, maybe you can't say extend it to the inside when it was never made for that purpose. Kamashma on the Mishnah says, we don't care why the walls were made for the inside or for the outside, you could always apply dofen akuma.
Who said that?
That's Rashi's understanding of the Gemara.
No, but who said that we do not care if it was built outside or inside?
That's the Havamina. We said, what's the Chiddush? Once you taught the case of the house with the center schach, so to the case of the chatzer, the same exact, look at the same exact cases. They both have ceiling and then schach in the center. So why does the Mishnah teach two seemingly identical cases? The Gemara says because there's a difference. In the case of the bais, the walls were made from the inside, so we could say dofen akuma. But the achsad, the walls were made for the outside. So maybe you wouldn't say dofen akuma for the inside since the walls were made for the outside. Kamash blan, even when the walls were made for the outside, you could still apply dofen akuma for the inside. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, if you taught those two cases of the house and the case of the achsadja with the inner courtyard, because those are both schach kasher. If a sukkah gedola, she kufua bedavar she mesachim bo, the schach apostle who aim alo tzricha. So, but this case of the which schach apostle. Isn't this also a schach pasul case of the achsadja, the ceiling?
Yeah,
Meaning that they normally, those things that stick out used to be made out of wood, I guess. So.
There's no hechrich that it's inherently possible items.
Right.
It's just that the placement is possible because it's tassav lamna, so
right.
It's part of a binyan.
You would say in that case you apply dofen akuma. But when it's something that's mamish possible, so then maybe you wouldn't apply dofen akuma by saying it's mamish possible. That's why we teach the third case in the Mishnah of a sukkah gedola that had on the outside pasul schach, even then we could apply dofen akuma.
It's also hard to understand because the whole mashmaut of dofen akuma is that it's a continuation of the wall.
Ah, so that's according to one shita.
Once you're making a difference between the materials, then you're basically denying the concept.
Very good. So there is another shita out there. Remember back, you probably weren't here for that when we did this, but daf gimel or dalad when we first saw dofen akuma, actually machlokas were shown how to understand dofen akuma. I've been assuming right now it's a bent wall.
Right.
The other opinion is we view the wall as being sliding over. So maybe according to that one, maybe the wall, since that serves some, even though the schach ends up being like behind the wall that's been moved, maybe you have a hobby to think that still has to be a kosher schach to allow it to slide over.
Right, for this, according to the second one, the Amar, this is a good hobby.
But according to Rashi, I think Rashi assumes the wall is actually bending, so that's a good question. Why, who cares what the material is once reviewing it as a bent wall? Okay, so I'm not sure. Gemara says now, I'm a rabba. Rabba says, Ashke chesinu l'rabbanon, the Bei Rav. I found that the Talmidim of the Beis Medrash of Rav, the Yosvi v'kamer, they were sitting and they were saying, Avir palsil b'shlosha, schach pasil posil b'arba. So based on our, well, not really our Mishnah, but an airspace pasil with three tvachim, and if it's pasil schach, it's possible in Arba in four tfachim, not four almas. Remember, just in terms of Hebrew, the diktuk, I know Israelis apparently don't know diktuk so well, that's what they say. But one of the things that I remember, and apparently, because diktuk, I remember growing in elementary school, we only focused on diktuk, we didn't focus on how to speak Hebrew, just about the diktuk. So anyways, whenever it comes to numbers, so if the measurement is a zachar, the mispar, the number, is going to be in the keva.
Yes.
So tvachim, it's arba'a. Amos, which is in the keva, it's going to be arba. Arba is the zachar of the nekeva. So everything's backwards. So
I understand. Okay.
So you have to keep that in mind when doing arba versus arba. Arba is zachar is referring to amos, which is the opposite in the keva, and arba is referring to tvachim. So our mission again told us that three tvachim for airspace and four amos, much larger for the pasul schach. Now, this statement, the Talmidim of Rav are saying Avir is pulsed with three tvachim. That's consistent with our Mishnah. But then he says, because what? Sorry,
Lavud,
right? And then when it comes to schach pasul, however, it's pulsed arba tvachim, which is much less than our Mishnah, which says four amos.
Right.
So. Continues the Gemara and says, "V'amina lehu ana," and I responded back. This is all Rabba talking about the story. I responded back to them, "Avir deposel b'shloshim minalehu." What's your source? How do you know that airspace we only allow for three tefachim, the Tanan, because the mission, our mission tells us, Hirchik es asichach mina defanos shlosha tefachim psulam. If you separate the schach from the wall, three tefachim, it's possible, anything less than three tefachim is kasher. Schach pasul nami lo lifsol ela ba'ar ba'amos. When it comes to schach pasul, it should only disqualify if it has four amos, not four tefachim, but four amos, because that very same Mishnah above, the Tanan, ba'yish nifchas v'sichach al gabav, yesh ba sichach al kosel dal im yesh ba im yesh bein sichach la kosel dal amos psula. So dal amos should be allowed.
What? What's the difference? This one has a board that's possible. This one has a. This one has just.
Oh,
this
is a board.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's the flow. That's what you said.
Yeah, no, that has a puzzle board.
So it's like uses it fucking more than our one.
But we learned that four amos is according to everybody. Right. I mean, that was
why are you saying to the Talmidim of Rav, why are you saying for Tfachim is Pasal with Schach Pasal, it should be for Amos, like our Mishnah?
Right.
So Vamri Li, the Gemara, the story continues, and Rabbi says, they responded back to me, Bar Mine, don't bring me a Rav from that Mishnah above. Dihahi, at that Mishnah, our Mishnah, Di Ravu Shmuel Amri Tevaya, both Rav and Shmuel explained, Mishim Dofen Akuma Nagubo, that was talking about Dofen Akuma. When the four Amos are on the side, we allow Dofen Akuma to work up until four Amos. We were talking about when it's in the center of the schach, where there's no dofen akuma, it's not connected to wall. In the center of the schach, if there's some schach puzzle, that's four tefachim. If it's an airspace, there's three tefachim. Imagine there are pictures, not that you need pictures for this one. Imagine there's some pictures in the back about. From the side, it's four amos, and from the center, it's four tefachim. Beautiful. I've got some very nice pictures here. Same pictures. Do you have the right ones, David?
Which one?
Okay. This one over here. Is no, maybe over here. Here's four amos from the side. We allow four amos on the side there. Three tefachim in the center, and four tefachim in the center also. These are the three opinions. Mishnah is talking about four amos on the side, where we say dofen akuma. We got up into four amos in the center. Three tefachim of airspace in the center. Four tefachim of schach pasul. So that's what the Talmidim of Rav responded back to Rabbah.
Meaning it's going back to the machloket we had before, that it's either between 3 and 4 the machloket, and 4 and 5 for a wall that is for a schach. That's because of Gzeiras Tikra.
No, not to Gzeiras Tikra. Well, not necessarily. We don't know yet right now. You want to know what's the reason of 4 tefachim.
But we're going back, but that's not according to... that's according to the man, the Amar, who said that more than 4, everybody agrees that it's possible.
No, the only thing is Gzeiras Tikra, because you could even be using... Gzeiras Tikra is only by a flat board. This is even talking about, let's say, metal poles, which is no concern of confusing that with a Gezeiras Tikra.
But we learned a few days ago that the board that's four and more is even it's possible. We didn't say because it was Gezeiras Tikra. No.
Well, yeah, I thought the boards were because of Gezeiras Tikra. I think so. Yeah. This is where Mom is using Gezeiras Tikra is Mikra Din. The boards are. Can be used. Fundamentally, they're okay. Just the concern.
Okay.
We're talking about mamish chach puzzle using metal poles.
Okay.
So metal poles in the center is a problem if it's four tefachim.
Okay.
That's what they're talking about. Okay. Now the reason why four tefachim is puzzle, if you look at Rashi, the last, sorry, the first wide line down in Rashi. It's not a bold. It's in the middle of a Rashi. The first wide line down, Rashi says, the middle of that line says v'nimtza, right where the Tosis begins, that part. Nimtza choteitz besukah bein kasher l'kasher. If you have four tefachim of psul, it's separating between schach kasher and other schach kasher. V'arba habi makam kasher v'lios chatzitza. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. Four tefachim is considered its own independent, something considerable space. And if you have four tefachim in between schach kasher and schach kasher, you have a nice, even too much of a breach, a hefsek, a chatzitza, in the middle of your schach. That's why it's going to disqualify. So now the Gemara continues with the whole dialogue between Rabbah and the Talmidim of Rav. So ana v'amina lehu ana. Now I said back, says Rabbah, I respond back to these Talmidim, ilu ika schach pasel, pachos me'arba. Let's say you have a case where the schach is pasul less than arba, which is permitted independently. You have 3.9 tefachim of metal poles, let's say. The avir pachos mishlosha. And you have 2.9 airspace.
To together, joined together.
No, 2.9 airspace plus 3.9.
Right. I'm saying, but one next to the other.
Next to each other, right? My, what's the psak? Kshera. Because each one viewed independently is kosher. It's less than this year. But now he said, Rava says, now continuing, let's say you take that airspace and malya bishipudim. You take the airspace, are there pictures here?
No.
No pictures. Should I draw my own pictures for you? So,
is there any kosher schach in the sukkah?
Yeah, it has to be kosher schach, yeah. It's a large sukkah, and we're assuming there's seven tefachim.
Next to one another, there's
a four. Exactly. So you have a large schach. Imagine this all schach here. Let's say one of these boards is air, and the one next to it is ceiling. You asked what shpudim you asked? It's metal poles, I think. So now he asks, okay, now you have the 2.9 airspace next to the 3.9 of metal poles. Now let's say he says to them, malya bishpudim, you fill up the airspace, the 2.9 tefachim of airspace with metal poles.
Obviously it's possible.
Right, because now you have a total of, 6.8 psul, which is more than 4. Yeah. So what's the din? Mai, he asks them, psula. Well, of course it's possible. So he says back to them, v'lo ye avir, haposel b'shlosha, kischach pasel, haposel barba. So I don't understand, which is more chamer? Avir or schach pasel? Avir is more possible because with 3 tefachim alone of avir is going to disqualify the schach. You need 4 tefachim of metal poles to disqualify. So there's avir is more machmir. So I don't understand, if you could take metal poles to add to the schach pasel, and it makes it possible, certainly avir, which is more chamer, should be able to be added to the schach pasel and make that pasel as well.
But they judge independently.
So we'll see what the response is, but that's his svar right now. Because
he's saying that avir is more chamer than pasel schach. Why?
Because avir, only 3 tefachim is going to disqualify it.
Less avir you need.
But okay. Schach pasel, you need 4 tefachim, so we allow more schach pasel to be there. So now once we have that assumption, you have now 3.9 schach pasel, which is kosher in its own right. If you could add schach pasel to tip the scale, certainly you should be able to add avir to tip the scale and make it pasel.
So what are they trying to say?
So that's the point. What's he trying to say? He's trying to say now let's see this for a second. Where is the response here?
I understand what he's saying. I mean, I think that's what you said. He says that you have 4 of psul, and you have 3 of air,
yes. Mm-hmm.
and that's okay, right? That's kosher.
No, 2.9, right?
So he's saying, why do you say that the 2.9 of avir is kosher? If you would put metal bars, it would be possible. So for sure, if you don't put metal bars, it should be possible because right. The air is more chamor than the metal.
But why is this a relevant response to whether or not we allow for arba amos or not? I mean, I guess this is a proof for him. He must be saying, therefore, it's not 4 tefachim. It's 4 amos. That's what he's trying to prove. It's 4 amos, not 4 tefachim. That's the debate. So how is this?
I don't know if this is what he's bringing that for. You probably know because you know the end, but.
Well, Rashi says that Shul would betray him. It was a response to their words. In other words, he was challenging them.
It wasn't direct response of their.
It sounds like it was.
Here it says, Rav Amale Kushya Nosefet Letalmidei Rav. He's asking one more question to what they're saying.
One more question. But on their Hanasa, Rashi says, Vaminu Luhu Ana on the second line, Shuva Ledivrehem. Like Yoni was saying, that it's a continuation. He's now, again, answering them up that what they're saying can't be true because of this catch-22 that comes out.
Can I see your set for a second?
No, so what he's saying, I think he's saying is that why are you saying four amos if it even more than four tefachim is possible? If you when you combine both.
They're saying the Talmidim were saying four tefachim. And his argument right. to them was four amos.
It's much big difference between four amos and four tefachim. This is tefach and this is amah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like this argument here that it comes out this strange outcome that the other becomes more kal than the shipudim is a further riot to his point, the four amos. He says, like you said, like it's a cushion, no sefas, a different.
Right, here it says, Rav Amar Kushya Nosefet LeTalmidei Rav.
Hopefully, I'm trying to explain this here also. It's not getting, it's so clear to me. I'm not getting how this is.
Rabbeinu Chananel has an explanation.
Yeah.
He says that at the very end, he says, if you learn one is Amos and one is Tefachim, so the two things wouldn't be Mitzarif because they're different measurements. They're coming from different places in Chazal. But if you learn one is Tefachim and the other is Tefachim, it comes out this strange outcome because Tefachim and Tefachim should be Mitzarif.
Okay, what you're saying now, I think the continuation of Gemara is going to explain this.
No, one second.
That's the Gemara that says?
Okay. So we'll just leave it as a question, and we'll see how it continues. We'll see how it goes on. And then what you're saying, I think, what the Gemara tries to say. So let's continue this now. So the Gemara says, that's his question he leaves off to the Talmidim and Rav. Now the Talmidim say back to Rabbah, Ihachi, if that's the case, according to this logic, the Didach, according to you yourself, Nami, the Amrischach Pasal Posal Ba'arba Amos. You say four Amos is what is there. Ma'il Ikoschach Pasal Pachas Midal Amos, if you have 3.9 Amos of Psul, the of your Pachas Mishlosha and 2.9 of your Ma'ik Shere, they're both Shere, because independently, they're both less than the Shere. But let's say now Ma'al Yubishipudim, you fill the airspace up with shipudim with metal bars, so you have 3.9 amos plus 2.9 tefachim. Correct.
Right?
Well, that's the your article adds the word emsa,
right.
But yeah.
I know myself, but we're not talking in the emsa.
Rabbah thinks it is. Rabbah thought dal amos. Our mishnah was lav dafka the tzad, mitzido is even in the center. Even the emsa would be the psul of pschach pasul.
According to Rav, to the Talmide Rav.
No, Talmide Rav thought Dal Amos is only from the side. The center is four tefachim. Rav thought even the center is going to be Dal Amos.
Isn't it the opposite? Like they told him three in the middle, and three and four, and then Rav. That's what the Talmide Rav said.
And then Rav said, "What do you mean? Our Mishnah says four Amos when it comes to Schach Pasul."
Right.
They said, "No, that Mishnah is talking about from the side Dal Amos, but in the center it's four tefachim."
Okay, so
Rabbi himself thought, no, the center is Dal Amos also.
Right, okay.
So again, that's Avam Ruli. They said to me, Ihachi, if the, your svara makes sense, l'didach nami. According to you, also have the same question. The amr is that which you say. Schach pasul posel ba'arba amos. Even in the center, dal amos is pasul. Ma'i lo'ika schach pasul pachus midal amos. Let's say schach pasul was 3.9 amos. The of your pachus mishlosha and the airspace was 2.9. My, what's the din? Everyone would agree it's kshera because each one independently is less than the shear. But ma'li b'shipudim. Now you go ahead and fill in the airspace with metal poles. So you have 3.9 amos plus 2.9 of metal, which is going to tip the scale because 2.9 amos is 2.9 tfachim is half of an amma. That flips it over to 4.4 amos. Now you have 4.4 amos in the center. My, that's psula. So the same question to you, Rabba. Lo yehei avir haposel b'shlosha kischach pasel haposel b'arba amos. So I don't understand. According to you, so why should airspace, which is more machmir, not be able to add to schach pasel? Is schach pasel, which is more mekel, is able to be added to schach pasel? Certainly, airspace, which only passes with three tefachim, should be added to the ready existing schach pasel.
The same question, but with different middle.
He just he asked about the rabba. Your question to us is the same question to you.
Right.
No matter how you slice it, it's going to be the same question. And to that, rabba says there's a difference. My understanding is different than your understanding. That's what Adam is referring to. The Rabbeinu Hananel just told us what the Gemara is about to say. Rabba says, what's the difference of my shear versus your shear? Amin aluhu, second to last line. Amin aluhu, I responded back to them. Ana, I said back to them, hi, my. What's the explanation here? Bishma lididi, everything makes sense according to me, says Rabba. Damina arba amos, I hold four amos. Mishum shiura, velav shirahi. Mishum shiura, velav shir, because the whole idea is shir, not shir, having the shir or not the shir. And hi, lav shirahi, but this is not the right shir. When you add dal amos, plus airspace is not the same shear. Came in the low shavu shira haladade lo mitstarfi. This is what Adam was saying. When you have two different halachas that have different measurements, one's using amos, one's using tefachim, you can't combine those halachas. They're completely different. You can't talk about the two of them.
So how do you handle it?
So according to Rabbi, he says you can't. It doesn't make sense. You can't ask a kal vachomer. You can't say just because you're adding metal poles, it's going to disqualify it. So to when you add airspace. You can't discuss that because airspace is completely different halacha than metal poles.
Okay, but if you're in such a situation, so what
which situation?
So he's saying it'd be kosher. It comes out a strange outcome.
Four more than three tfachim.
If you add poles,
you have that situation, okay, because it's too different in Yanim. I don't deal with it.
No, it's kosher.
It's kosher.
Yeah. If it's 3.9 amos of psul and 2.9 tfachim of airspace, that's kosher.
Even though if you'll add to one of the two the other measurement. Of
right,
the,
even though. Because right. They each have their own different halachas of shirim. And Rashi explained, because when it comes to shirim, shirim are based on halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha Moshe Mesinai says, this is the shir of this, and you
so
can't combine.
So shir of two psulim will not make one big pasul.
Exactly. That explains Rabba. But then, however, three lines from the top, Elul Didchu, according to you, the Talmidim of Rav, Damrisu Shir Mishim Haflaga, you, it's not a shir alone. It's not about the shir. It's more about Haflaga, having a distance away, having just a separation. It's not about shirim. It's all in the same plane of shirim. They're all in the measurements of Tfachim. So according to you, it's all about Mishim Haflaga. Mali is palig b'schach pasul. Mali is palig b'schach pasul v'avir. Who cares whether the separation of schach kasher to schach kasher is airspace plus schach pasul or schach pasul and schach pasul? Either way, the problem was, as Rashi told us on Amr Aleph, four tefachim is a makom chashuv. Whenever there's a makom chashuv that separates between schach kasher, that's going to be a problem. I don't care what it's made of, nothing or schach pasul, that's going to be a haflaga.
What is he trying to say by that?
He's trying to say again, the Rabbah says, when you have different halachas with different shirim, there's nothing to talk about. You can't combine the two.
Right.
Once you're working on the realm of shirim, the same tefachim are the measurements that we're using, so then, according to you, so if you allow metal poles to be added to already existing metal poles to pasul it, certainly you should be able to add airspace to it and pasul it.
Right.
That's the kasha. Therefore, you must be wrong. Even in the center of the schach, it must be four amos. Because when you deal with four amos, then you don't have this question of avir and amos. That's how he responded.
Aren't they mixing up concepts? Like nobody asked that. Like they're mixing up lovud with sul. It's a whole different. it's different because one is really something that's posel.
No, so you're right. Three tefachim alone is about lavud.
Right.
I think it's about lavud. Now, when it comes to the three tefachim of schach posel, and you would add one tefach of airspace, that airspace is not a function of lavud anymore. That just tells me there's four tefachim total of non-kosher schach. Even though some of it's schach posel and some of it's just nothing, it's a total of a separation of four tefachim.
Because lavud is only next to two things that are, to that both sides are kosher.
Exactly.
What is lavud again?
Anything less than mind.
Mm. Then it doesn't matter if it's on sach or the flot?
Correct. It works in all areas of halacha, I believe.
So let me ask a question. So why would a schach, that is, so there's no lavud in that case, why would it be kosher? Let's say you get 3.9 tefachim of a non-kosher.
Okay.
And then you have 2.9 tefachim of air. If we don't say lavud on something that is next to a non-kosher, then it should be possible, because you have more than four.
That's Rabbah's claim. That's what Rabbah says to them. He says, in the end of the day, I have an area of a total of 6.8 tefachim here.
Right.
That's schach, not good schach.
Okay.
And that's
okay. But they don't argue. They're just saying that if it's four amos, if it's 3.9 amos plus three. I'm not getting it. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm not getting the concept.
Right. So
Who says that it's kosher 3.9 tefachim plus 2.9 air?
So that is the Rabbah, that's his question to the Talmidim.
But the Talmidim also hold that it's not.
So it's, no, Talmidim said that was kosher because each one independently was okay. Rabbah says you should be able to, based on this Kal V'Chomer, he says, if you're able to add metal poles to make it 4.1 tefachim and pasal, airspace should also be able to add to it and make it possible.
And the havamin of the Talmidim, is that because it's lavud or why?
The explanation is simply because it independently is different. It has a different... is it because of lavud? Maybe because of... I'm not sure if it's lavud. Let's see.
Otherwise it should, there is no other reason why it should be kosher.
Which, the three tefachim?
The 2.9, yeah.
That's because of lavud. Yeah, that has to be lavud.
Yeah.
The three tefachim has to be lavud.
There's no other reason.
So he's asking this question within the Havmina. He's wondering, so you have 3.9 tefachim of schach pasel and 2.9 airspace. So why are you adding the airspace to schach pasel?
Now it's the same measurement, or 3.9 amot?
No, we're talking about Talmidim of Rav right now.
Right.
So 3.9 tefachim of schach pasel,
right,
and there's 2.9 airspace. So Rabbah seemed to say you should combine the two of them to make that schach pasel. But you're asking, what do you mean? The 2.9 airspace should be viewed as not being there at all, and just
right,
view the schach puzzle
exactly
of 3.9.
When he puts a puzzle, then he's really making it puzzle. So it's not a good question.
Right.
All right.
I hear. I hear. Okay. Just on that line of thinking, by the way, Tosus on the bottom, we don't have time to go into it, the bottom of Yud Zayin and Aleph, Tosus there talks about, let's say a schach puzzle of 3.9 schach puzzle, or let's say less, two tefachim of schach puzzle, and in the middle you have 2.9 airspace. Do we apply lavud there, combining the schach puzzles together, making a total of four schach puzzles or not?
He
has a suffix. He doesn't know.
Right. But for sure, if it's one side only, then it would be okay.
Yeah, l'chora. So then you have to just wonder, where's Rabbah? What's Rabbah's question?
I don't get it.
I hear.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Depends how you do lavud. I mean, does lavud tell you we view that space as being full? Or does lavud tell you that, no, if it's less than three tefachim, we won't let it be an impediment to the two sides? If the pshat is that lavud tells you we don't view that space as being filled up, it's an empty space, but because it's less than three tefachim, it doesn't create an obstacle to allow the other things to combine. So then Rabbah's question is very good, because he's saying in a chanami we're saying lavud, but sof kol sof you have four tefachim of iflug of gap, and the fourth tefachim of gap is sufficient to...
Very good. Very good. So this, their debate might really be centered around how they view lavud. Whether lavud is, again, to be viewed as filled in space, or we just don't view it as an obstacle. We acknowledge it's empty, but we could ignore it, you will.
But I think from Erwin, we would see it as full.
I think it's a hakira that's a machlok, as we showed him about this.
Yeah.
I think so. There might be a certain, you know, simple pshat might be one way, I don't know, but... I'm pretty sure this.
Understood by you also that love and music is full.
Yeah, because otherwise, it's just clear in Erwin that a kotel that the majority is nif
omen rubal pirta.
Right, then it has to be omet dual pirza. So if lavud would be unless lavud is considered closed, then you would any mechitza would be psul from that because of this.
I mean, we could ignore it though. Not that we view it as being full, we just ignore it as not being a pirza.
We let lavud help you be master.
Right. But one second. I'm sorry. Let's say you have 10 amos of a pirza, and then you have 30 amos of lavud of things. That's kosher, right? If you would ignore it, then you would still have more parrots than
all. Depends if you add up all the different poles.
You know what I'm saying? But it still would be much less.
Right. I hear. You'll probably look into that case. Right. Okay. I hear.
All right.
Fine. Let's go right to try to finish the daf at least.
Yeah.
Gemara says now we're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Amar Bai now said, Amar Bai. Ulmar Nami, according to Maros, according to Rabbi himself, Nihidu lo shavishi urayu bis. As long, you're right, the shirim don't match. One's talking about amos, and one's talking about using a ruler of tefachim. You don't combine those two, but still, besuka gedola, that might be the case that we allow for there to be 3.9 amos of schach pasel and 2.9 tefachim of airspace. That we could tolerate. But what about a sukkah katana? Milo shavu shirayu, a sukkah katana, very small sukkah, 7 by 7 tefachim alone. And the center, you have 3.9 amos, which you can't have that much amos within that many tvachim, but you have a lot of schach pasel and a lot of schach airspace, all less than the shirim, though. You have, let's say, you have 3.9 airspace and 3 tvachim of schach pasel. So there, it should be pasel there, because you're going to have more, you're not going to have enough schach kasher.
Right.
I need like a good picture to say what I'm saying. But in a small sukkah, even though independently you're going to have less than the amount of schach pasel and less the amount of airspace, in a small sukkah, that's going to end up being, I'm going to have less schach kasher than schach pasel. So you should admit, in that case, you can combine shirum. It's a very interesting question, because Rabbah says back to them, Amalei hasam lav mishum deshavu shirai lehadadehu. That's not because we're combining amos and shir and tvachim, el mishum deles leshir desukkahu, because there's not enough schach kasher. That's the problem. So when you have, let's say, let's call it 49 tefachim area of schach, you're supposed to have schach, and you have 26 tefachim, which has some of its schach pasel and some of its airspace, and the remaining 23 tefachim are schach kasher. That's a pasel schach, because only 23 tefachim are kasher. The other 26 is pasel, combining between airspace and schach pasel. So he says to him, what do you mean? In that case, aren't you going to agree you're going to add the 26 tefachim total of the metal and then the airspace? And we see you do combine two different shirim. He says, no, that's not because we're combining 26 tefachim. It's because we only have 23 tefachim of kasher schach. That's too little. Right, so that's the response. Now Gemara asks in general, v'chol heicha delo shavu shirayu l'hadade lo mitzarefe. Is it true? Whenever you have two different items that have different measurements, we never can combine them. Just like we can't combine amos and tvachim, is that really a general klal? The Hatnan, the Mishnah tells us in Kalim, Habeged shlosha shlosha. The amount of shear for a beged, a piece of cloth, is 3 by 3 etzbal, what he said, right? 3 by 3 tvachim, I should be. Shlosha shlosha. Should be tvachim, yeah. Because shlosha shlosha should be etzbal, shlosha shlosha should be tvachim. So this is to start off. Etzbal is when it's remaining, I think. The 3 by 3 tefachim is the shear to make a piece of cloth, mekabel tumah. Then when it comes to hasak, what's the exact material of sak?
Sirizim.
Okay, you have some type of wool. So then arbar albar, that's 4 by 4 tefachim. Haor, when it comes to skins, chamisha chamisha, 5 by 5 tefachim. Mefetz, shisha al shisha, what's mefetz?
Ke'en machatzelet.
Type of mat, I'm not sure. Reeds? Reeds? Okay, reeds. Okay, fine. Like this basket material. So that's shisha al shisha. V'tani Allah, and on that, the Brisa comments, ha-begid v'hasak, hasak v'ha-or, ha-or v'ha-mefetz, mitzarfin zem-zeh. And let's have a combination. You have some of the reeds along with the skin. Those can combine also together.
How? They only combine to the most.
The more machmir. So let's say the mefet is 6 by 6. So you have, let's say, 4 by 4 mefetz plus the 2 by 4 of skin, that'll total 6 by 6, so that's going to be combined. How could you combine them? Are they different shiurim? So Gemara says, no, hasam kitikasani taima. The Mish itself tells you the reasoning why you have to combine them. I'm Rabbi Shimon, ma tam hoil v'roi l'tame moshev, because,
the same meaning of tuma.
Same meaning of tuma, exactly. Even though they're different shiurim, when it comes to Hilchos Tuma, it's about having a purpose. since you could have a mat, 6x6 tefachim of a mat, and a person could sit on it, so it serves its function. Even though it's a combination of different materials, it serves its function. Kiditznan, the Mishnah tells us, ha-miktzeya mikulam tefach al tefach tame. So, it was miktzeya mean? We don't have English today.
He's adding all of those together. Yeah, it's cutting to small shiurim and combining together to big
shiur. Okay, if it's a tevach by tevach now, we say that's tame, but why? The Maichazi, why is a tevach by tevach? What's the purpose of a tevach by tevach? It's so small. So that, the Gemara says, Hoil, the Maichazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Hoil V'roi, Litlo, read that word, Litlo, Agave Achamor. Apparently it had some purpose. You're able to make out of it some type of thing for the saddle of a donkey for a person to sit on. So the whole idea when it comes to Hechostoma is when there's a function to it, we could combine everything together to create a function.
Meaning he takes pieces of all the stuff and just put one tefach, and then mix them up, like uses them together.
I think so, yeah. Oh, that's the point. They happen to have... I misunderstood it. We're learning from this halacha here, this last case here of the Tumas Moshev, sitting down, Tumas Moshev. That's when it comes to a Zav. If a Zav sits on it, it's Tumas Moshev. What's the function of sitting on it? So if you have a Tevach by Tevach of any of the materials, when it comes to the skins, when it comes to the reeds, when it comes to the wool, they all share the same shear of Tevach by Tevach. So once in regards to that halacha of Zav, they have the same shear of Tevach. Even when it comes to a different area of halacha, of Hilchos Tumah, even though that area might be 4, 5, and 6, we could say they're all considered the same shear. So look at Rashi just to get that clear.
Does that have to be Rabbi Chamor? Oh, because he would sit on it.
Right, so just like by a Chamor, they're the same exact shear, so to when it comes to the other halacha of a Beged, the size of a Beged, even though there actually are different shiurim, the fact that there is a precedent where they have the same shear.
Legabe chamor, it's only as an example, meaning that if you put a tefach al tefach on a chair and he sits, it's also
yeah, correct, exactly.
The chamor is because they're looking where it would be useful, the tefach al
exactly. But I'm saying once you have that all the shear, no matter what material, a tefach by tefach is the same for leather and for wool,
and everything else.
Then even other areas,
right,
though they might have different shear in Hilchos Tumah, we say they all have. They all can be combined because there is a precedent where they share the same shear. Gemara continues around halfway down. Besura Amri in Surah, they would say Lahai Shmaisa Bahai Lishna. In Surah, they said it the way we just said it. That's how they presented the shear. How it could be Nahardai Masin Nahardai. Different place they taught it in a different way. How'd they teach it? Amr of Yehuda Mashmul Schach Pasul Beemsa Posel Baarba Tvachim. I'm adding it. Minat Sad Posel Baarba Amos. So that's all consistent with what we said right now. Rav Amar Bain Minatzad Bain Be'etzba Be'emza Bar Ba'amos. He says, no, not only in the side, but even the center, we could allow up to 4 Amos. Tana, and the Mishnah tells us, Nosen Aleh Neser Shehu Rachav Arba Tvachim Kshera. If you place a wood board that's 4 Tvachim wide, in the middle, it's Kasher. So Bishmul Rav, this makes sense according to Rav, Amar Bain Be'emza Bain Minatzad Bar Ba'amos. Arba Amos is possible. But he permits a board of only 4 tefachim. That all makes sense according to Rav. El Shmuel, Amar Be'emser Ba'arba. Shmuel holds in the center, even 4 tefachim is going to be puzzle. So why would you allow a board of 4 tefachim in the center of the schach? Shouldn't it be puzzle according to Shmuel? Amayk Sheira, the Gemara asks, Hacha B'mayaskina Minatzad. No, it's talking about where the board was placed in the side. 4 tefachim on the side, that's permitted because of Dofen Akuma. We allow up until 4 amos. But in Echanami, if it was placed in the center, Shmuel would say it would be puzzle. No, the Mishnah just said Nasan Allah Nesar Shurach of Arba Tfachim Kshera. Doesn't tell us where it's going. Tashma, the Gemara continues and says, Shnei Sadinim, you have 2 sheets, Mitstarfin, can be combined to be Makabal Tumah, to be Pasal Schach. Shnei Nesarim A Mitstarfin. However, when it comes to 2 boards, we don't combine the 2. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Nisarim, Kisadinim, no, even the 2 boards you can combine, just like sheets can be combined. And we said already a couple times, the Machlokes, Rabbi Meir, and the Tanakhama here, is whether you say Gzeres Tikra or not. Tanakama is not concerned with Gzeres Tikra, and therefore you can have as many as you want next to each other. Rabbi Meir thought, we are concerned with Gzeres Tikra, and therefore he would combine the boards. So Gemara wants to understand now, what's the machlokas? What was the size board that they were arguing about? The Bishma malachach lishna d'amarav makes sense according to that version of the Gemara, that Rav held bein be'emsa bein be'natad ba'arba amos, my mitzarfin mitzarfin le'arba amos. What did Rabbi Meir say they're combined to? They're combining to arba amos. The Rav says in the center is actually for tfachim. So hechidami. So then, what's the case? If the board itself is for tfachim alone, lam lulitz tsrufit. Why do you have to combine it to anything else? It itself is for tfachim. That's possible. No need for tsiruf. Right. If it's less than four tfachim, it's let's say three tfachim. Kani ba'amenu. This simply kani ba'amenu. It's like any other.
And they would never have been starved.
Exactly.
Right.
So the Gemara says, "Liolam de'isbehu arba." Really, it's a four tefach wide board. Umay mitzdarfin, mitzdarfin the arba amos mitzad. So it's talking about it adds to the four amos on the side. So in the center, you're right. If you had the four tefach wide board in the center, it's going to disqualify the schach. We're talking about where it's placed on the side, where we could tolerate more than that. So it's viewed as a dofen akuma up until you have a total of dal amos.
Exactly, the minyan that we had today.
Exactly, a lot of repetition. Yes. Let's see, should we go to the next price? Maybe we'll stop here.
Why is it that he asked before about Nisarim? It sounds like Gemara is saying that this Dalit